Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include
depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
and nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because
suicide
may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Yes, it's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar. Are you having withdrawals like I am? Dr. Batar, I miss you. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year to you too, Robert, and Happy New Year to you, to everybody listening.
Well, it's great to have you back on board this new year. We're already rocking the health world. People are missing you, and we're just ready to rock and roll. We have news and information coming up about the private associations. As far as that goes, that's coming up. Of course, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, still going on out there all over the world. But today, I guess, what are we doing to kick off the new year? Anything you want to jump in on?
Well, I just found out that the book's being translated into 3 new languages, including Russian, and I don't remember what the other 2 were, actually, but it's a publishing company out of Russia. They're doing it in Russian and 2 other Slavic tongues. I'm not sure what the languages were, though, but that was pretty exciting to hear.
Well, this is a global outreach that we've embarked upon all that while ago. We're coming up on the 2-year anniversary, I think, since we started here. And it's just very exciting because all around the world, people are hearing it, and you're actually getting some feedback I heard recently from Australia.
Yeah, I was talking to some new patients that were referred by some other Australian patients that were actually, the patient is actually a doctor themselves, which is about 20% of the kids that we treat, their parents are physicians, and so they had been recommended by this physician, and it was funny because the husband was trying to relate to me. The wife happened to tell me, she said, you know, we've been following your work and we know all about you and this and that. And then I started going into my normal diatribe and he kind of cut me off after a few seconds and he says, listen, Dr. Tarr, don't mean to cut you off, but you know, I've read your book. It's an unbelievable book. I've read, you know, my wife's read your book. We've watched all your DVDs. We tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show every week. And even if we can't listen to it live in Australia, we download it. I've been listening for the last year and a half. And he said, you know, we totally track with you. We know what the deal is. And, you know, we're just ready to move forward. Just tell us what we need to do.
Oh, man. You know, we're like coast to coast AM in Australia because we're happening over the midnight hour there, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. It's just kind of nice to know that the, you know, word is getting out there, and it saves me so much time, Robert. When I mm-hmm. hear somebody tell me that, it takes away about 30 to 45 minutes of stuff that I would have to say and that I feel that I need to say to bring them up to a certain level. But this is like it's almost like thinking that you're talking to an elementary school child, and realizing you're talking to somebody with a PhD mm-hmm. and realizing you don't have to explain to them how to, you know, spell ABCs and count 1, 2, 3. You can actually go in and start discussing the meaning of Beowulf or Shakespeare. You know what I'm saying? So it makes the inner exchange between individuals mm-hmm. and the exchange of information so much more efficient and way ahead of the curve where I would expect to be during the first office visit or office consult. So it just makes life a lot easier for me, and it's also exhilarating. So.
Well, it is. It is for me as well to hear that. And it's like they're coming to you now, and they already know that the power to heal is theirs. They're just wanting to tap into the methods.
Exactly, and that is very empowering in itself. You know, what you just said, that the power to heal, it is theirs, and when they realize that it is their, I don't want to say sovereign right, but it's actually more than a sovereign right. It's mm-hmm. It's an innate, built into,
well, it's like a birthright. It's like something you were born with that is you. You can't remove it from you.
Yeah, I meant to say it's even beyond it. It's like a God right. You know,
yeah.
But you're right. It's innate within all of us, and so they realize that it's a partnership. It's not that the doctor has some special elevation, and I want them to understand that I'm doing the same thing that you are doing. You know, I go to the bathroom the same way, I put my pants on the same way, you know, and this is going to be a partnership, and the role of the partnership is that I'm going to help you, guide you in what I know, and I'm not saying there's not other ways of doing it. I may not know those other ways, but I know a way that does work, and there are many other ways, and it's up to them, and if they want to go our way, I'm very happy to help guide them through this process. But that's exactly what it is. It's a guidance. It's just like you would if you were going into the woods and you need somebody to help you follow a trail, and the person knows how to read a trail and they can follow tracks. And so then you ask them, okay, show me which way. And that's all it is. It just so happens that I've gone down that trail so many times, just like you've gone down that trail so many times. Mm-hmm. We know the trail. We don't need to have light or illumination, or, you know, we can go in the darkness. We know it like the back of our hand because we've done it so many times.
Yes.
And that's the only difference.
Well, you know, that's what's so cool cool about what you're saying is that the folks coming on board or coming to see you, it's like they've already walked a little bit of that path, so it's not totally foreign to them. They're not walking in with as much trepidation, or perhaps none.
Actually, they're not. There's no trepidation whatsoever. They're actually excited. They're just like telling me, "Hey, stop with the spiel. I'm already with it. Just tell me which go. Let's move." That's actually what they're saying. They're saying, "Hey, you know, go as fast as you can because we're right with you. We're ready to move forward."
Well, and that is the consciousness shift, quite honestly. I joked about this last year. Of course, we knew life would continue past December 21, the end of the Mayan calendar. Now we're working toward the next 26,000 years. I don't know what we're going to do till then. but the reality is that it was always an individual decision to wake up, open up, and see things for what they really are, and then move forward. It's not like we're waiting for somebody to beam it to us. It's there. It's here right now.
My son Avi and I were talking about this yesterday, in fact, and I said something to him about the end of the world 2012, and we laughed about it, and I said, "Well, I know what the new date is now. Do you know when it is?" And he goes, "No, when is it?" I said, "I don't know. I'm just kidding. You know, sometime in another 26,000 years, that's when the next cycle will end." He said, "What cycle?" So I explained to him about the five different cycles every 5,000 some years, and then collectively, all five cycles end every 26,625 years, I think it is, which we just finished on December 21st, 2012. And somehow that conversation led to Edgar Cayce and led to Nostradamus and some of these other people that had made these forecasts. And I told Avi, I said, they all actually had said the same thing, that they saw this massive destruction of mankind, but they also saw that mankind had the power to decide what their fate would be. And one of the most interesting predictions from Nostradamus that I had seen about a year ago, and I don't know, Robert, whether you saw this, but it was on the History Channel, and they were talking about, you know, all the predictions that Nostradamus has had. He saw the coming of Hitler, he saw the World War One, World War Two, you know, this, that, the other. He saw the Twin Towers falling, etc. But one of the ones that you never hear that often, at least, that I heard about 9 months to a year ago, was that New York, that what is now New York City, would be underwater.
Yes, yeah, I heard reference to that as well. And, of course, we tie that into the so-called Superstorm Sandy and what it had recently happened.
But it happened, when I heard about that, that was before Sandy. That's the thing. Most of the predictions I've heard about Nostradamus have happened after the occurrence, you know, after it actually occurred. But I remember hearing this thing about, this was back about a year ago, and in there they said that part of the prediction was that this area called New York, and he, in his, I don't remember what the term that they used for each
one. I think it was like a metal something, you know, into the sky, these referring to buildings that were so tall that they didn't have in his day.
Right, but it was also, it specifically, it was very evident that it was what was New York, because they talked about, I mean, at least whoever the people were that were doing the show said that it attributed directly to what's now New York City. And in that area, they showed a map, and they showed what is right now in New York and where the waters would come. And I saw an image that almost looked like from a futuristic movie of the Statue of Liberty and how high the water was when it was coming in during the hurricane. It was like half of the Statue of Liberty was covered with water. And so it was very interesting to see that these different types of predictions that have been from Edgar Cayce, Nostradamus, and many others, but they all said the same thing. At the end, the conclusion was always the same, that mankind had a choice that they could make, and it could be either one extreme or the other extreme. And here we are, you know, in what, January, today is January 7th, and 2013, so I think we made our choice, and like you said, it's the golden age.
Yes, and even as we talk about the stories that aren't always pleasant, I know a lot of folks that listen to us, they don't want to hear the news, and I commend them for not wanting to do, and you don't as well. I have to cover it because it's my job to kind of see what is pulsing out there for the general population that maybe is not awake yet, because those things do impact us. At the same time, not to give it more credence or energy, but to literally acknowledge, and maybe that provides an impetus to help those that need the help. They're not yet awake. But at the same time, there are so many things happening behind the scenes that most people don't see. You and I have talked about it. You know people behind the scenes, even in those organizations like CDC, that know the truth and the facts, and they're biding their time working behind the scenes.
That's absolutely true. And that's so refreshing to know that there are those behind the scenes that we would never have even imagined there's so much we don't know, Robert. I mean, you know, you and I, we have our opinions and our beliefs, and it's almost on a weekly basis I discover something new that lends more, not only just lends more credence to what we believe, but also shows support that there are others of opposite belief that are now making that transition, that full circle, coming around and now doing things on their own turf, if you will, to help facilitate that awareness and that knowledge so that others may not have been fooled as they had been fooled.
Yes, yes, indeed. And of course, there's a lot of things that are going on that are fooling people through what? Fear. Those that still are impacted by the fear because they don't understand their place in the universe. And of course, in those cases, fear is a very powerful motivator and dissuader or persuader, depending on your perspective. And so the events like the Sandy Hook massacre that occurred, driving people through fear to give up, for instance, their ability and right to defend themselves. They can't give up the right, but, you know, the ability by the tools that they might choose to use. And so I must cover this because I know how it is impacting people and it's driving them. But at the same point in time, we recognize that these rights cannot be taken away because, just as you said, they are so much a part of you. It can't be removed unless you are willing to participate in that removal. And even then, it's not really removed.
Yeah, absolutely. It's as much a part of you as your arms or your legs are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well, we are kicking in the new year here with Advanced Medicine Monday. Dr. Rasha Battar is on the line, as he always is, co-hosting as we do every week. And medicalrewind.com is a place you can go right to the archives. I also link the archives in the show notes after the show is done. And, of course, the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. And guess what's coming up really soon? Advanced Medicine Seminars in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll talk more about that. Also, the private associations that you're going to be able to be a part of because you listen to the show each week. So stand by. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rasha Battar.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, this is Robert Scott Bell. Wondering if you've gotten your structured water technology portable unit yet. There's beauty in simplicity, and this machine is so simple. It's so passive. You don't have to plug it in and you can travel with it. Just pour your water or any liquid and it immediately changes the structure. Why is this important? Because so much of the structure, due to toxic pollutants, discordant energies, disrupts our ability to think clearly, to act clearly. And you know what we're all about here, bringing the power to heal back to you. And this little unit does that. And it's not just for drinking water. You can utilize it for watering your plants. You can utilize it when you take a bath or a shower. You can put it on the whole house if you want to get that unit. And right now, Ronnie McMullen, our good friend, is offering a free month supply of Life Change Tea with every purchase. 90-day money-back guarantee, lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. Tell them RSB sent you. Go to structuredwatertechnologies.com, 435-773-7473. Be like RSB. Structure your water today.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. That would be Dr. Ahira's Probiotics 12. Dr. Ahira, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Ahira's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man, based on scientific laboratory research, 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Muscle loss is a common problem with senior citizens. One of the pronounced benefits people have had from taking One World Way is they've gained back muscle and strength. Take, for example, the case of a 90-year-old woman, semi-bedridden and under hospice care. The first day One World Way was added to her raw milk, she had enough energy to get out of bed and begin to take care of herself. Her appetite came back, and after 2 weeks, she gained 5 pounds of muscle. Another client had become emaciated in her battle with cancer and was down to 89 pounds. After only 2 weeks on One World Way, she gained 5 pounds of muscle. When it comes to feeding your body a protein that offers maximum utilization, don't settle for heat-sterilized proteins of any kind. mind. Only give your body truly undamaged protein, such as that found in One World Whey. To date, all dairy intolerant people have found no intolerance to taking One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Yesterday on the Robert Scott Bell Show, I was covering the, I call it the Fox flu, Dr. Bittar, Fox News flu. I think your brother Shahid would love this. The Fox News flu. They were out there, their doctors, their experts were there from New York, and they were all saying, oh my gosh, this flu, this H3N2, it is the one. You have got to get your shots. You still have time. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. But evidently 37%, that's all they've reached thus far. I think that's why they're trying to frighten the rest of us, not that it's going to work, into receiving this toxicological assault.
You know, when you have to, and we've talked about this before, Robert, when you have to start hearing messages from the pharmacist when they end a conversation to remind the doctors or remind the nursing staff to make sure they get their flu shot and to tell their patients to come to the pharmacy to get their flu shots, or when you can go to a grocery food store and have a little kiosk set up to get your flu shot, or even in the airport that you can get a flu shot, you know that there's something other than the flu that they're trying to vaccinate you against. There's some other agenda there, because you know what? There's a lot of other ways that a person can get hurt, crossing the street, you know, tripping while getting out of bed. You know, let's talk about the number one cause of death right now in the industrialized world, heart attacks. Talk about the number two death in the industrialized world, cancer. Well, why do they have kiosks set up in the airport and the grocery food store to do a heart screening or a cancer screening? Or, you know, why is it the flu shot all of a sudden? It's just the most absurd thing. And I think that's a part of the consciousness thing, again, that we talked about in the first segment. People just know it's just a bunch of malarkey.
Yes.
They don't want to buy into it.
You know what was funny? As I was watching these doctor hosts, they were going, now, we're not trying to frighten anybody, right? They're aware of the whole fear-mongering. People are calling them out on it, and they're saying, while they are fear-mongering, we're not really fear-mongering.
Yeah. That's called projection, right? You say you say that you're not doing something that you are doing. And I had one of the guys that's doing some work for me, actually was supposed to have been back from his Christmas break about a week ago. I hadn't heard from him, so I called him this weekend and got a voicemail, and about 5 minutes later the phone rings and it's him. And I just want to make sure he was okay, because he was supposed to have been back continuing the project about a week ago, but he told me he got the flu. So out of curiosity, I asked him, I said, did you get the flu shot? He said, no, I got the flu shot once in my life, and that's when I got the flu. And he said, I vowed to never take the damn flu shot again. So we both laughed about it. And he said, no, what happened was I went down there, and my fiance's grandkids were there, and they were all sick, and they kind of got, they were either coming, getting over it, or they were still carrying it, and there was a lot of sneezing and coughing going on. And he said, I left there thinking I was, you know, okay, and the next day I broke a sweat and a fever, and then it was all downhill from there, and he was getting over it. But even this person who, you know, whether he had the flu or not, I mean, he was obviously sick, it probably was a flu, but the thing was that even him, having had the flu, knew that the flu shot is not the answer.
Yes, yes.
This is the answer. You know, what the answer is, we wash our hands, we make sure we understand that this is transmitted by sneezing, by saliva, by touch. Somebody put something in their mouth, and then they touch a doorknob, and then you come along, you touch the doorknob, and then you pick up something, you put it in your mouth, and that's how it gets transmitted. It doesn't just float through the air. It's not air transmitted as people think. And then, of course, you know, just a simple act of washing your hand and some preventive things. You know, if you do get it, you know, we have the CBNS protocol. We use the silver. We use, you know, all these different components out there. You know, vitamin C. There's so many different things, and you just make sure that you act from a preventive basis. And so this flu thing, it's just absurd that they're, I'm sorry, I'm repeating all the things.
No, it's just nice to see, because the whole consciousness is shifting. Like when I hear people, I would much rather have the flu than get a flu shot. And I hear this all the time now.
Without a doubt, Robert, here's the thing. Twice in my life, you know the deal. Twice in my life I have the flu. Twice in my life I got the flu shot. It was before I got the flu shot. you know, 2 days once, and then like 5 days later, the next time, I got the flu. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out every time I get this shot, I get the flu. So if it's supposed to prevent it and I get it only when I get the shot, you know what? I'll just take my chances and just run with it and see what happens.
Right. And they acknowledge that, too, in this report. They said, now, I know we're hearing from some of you who say you can get the flu from the flu shot, but it's not possible. The virus is dead. And, you know, and then I started thinking about it. I was like, all right, let's go through all the lists of symptoms that you say is the flu, right? They list them all. 100% of those are effects or side effects, as we talk about, of the flu shot. Now, you could call it not the flu, but every one of the symptoms is identical. So then what is the flu?
Yeah, exactly. You know, watching these medication commercials, they'll talk about a seizure. In fact, there was a parody I saw somewhere over Christmas break. And they were talking about seizure medication, and they go through all the list of all the side effects of the seizure medication, and at the end, including seizures, which is true. The side effect of seizure medication is seizures. And so the question is, why would you take a medication to prevent a seizure that has a side effect of actually inducing seizures?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Well, listen, Michael Strahan, the former NFL football player, got it. He said, you're not giving me that flu shot on the air with Kelly Ripa. So we know that as much as they're trying to hold everybody together by fear, it's unraveling. It's unraveling. Now, for those that are still watching the news religiously, they might still think everything is the same. But those of you who have stepped out and stopped listening, all the more encouragement to you because your consciousness is left unharmed by them. Although, again, I have to work extra diligently not to be harmed by it, just to cover it so we can see where things are shifting and what's going on. But if you look at the stories from last year, and your wife had sent this through, the top, like, pandemics, epidemics, outbreaks, whatever they call them, because now a pandemic is three people. You know, the way the WHO defines it, it's ridiculous. But remember, right, they said, oh my gosh, there's this huge fungal meningitis outbreak. Outbreak, they called it. But then we know that it was linked to, according to the reports, this compounding place. How do you consider that an outbreak? Those are toxicologically or contaminated issues, as opposed to being a so-called outbreak that they try to reference to, oh man, you're catching it from everybody.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. In fact, if you look at all the different components, for instance, the West Nile flu, that was 5,387 cases of the West Nile flu, and when you read down, it clearly shows that the largest majority of those cases occurred in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, where there's a large mosquito population because there's a lot of stagnant water in there. Again, that's an environmental issue.
Yes.
It's not an outbreak because of, you know, it's spreading rampantly. It's contained in a certain area. There's an environmental issue. It propagates the mosquito population, and that's why the people have been susceptible in there. Now, is the answer to go out there and then inoculate the whole freaking country or the whole planet from West Nile virus, or would it make more sense to come up with a way to reduce the stagnation of the water and to reduce the mosquito population, preferably but non-pesticide,
yes,
type, insecticides or whatever.
Clear the terrain, clear the swamp of where this thing grows. And remember, too, large populations that are near these refineries spewing out toxins into the air that these folks are breathing, whether they're so-called sucked on by a mosquito or not.
Really, really good point, Robert. You're absolutely right. Their immune system's been suppressed because they're being exposed to the combustion of fossil fuels, and mercury, cadmium, lead, all these things. You're absolutely right. Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, those are the three or four largest oil-producing states.
Mm-hmm. A lot of refineries there. Again, and your friends at the CDC behind the scenes, the toxicologists, they know all this, but the virus hunters still went out because that's the economics of the medicine game. And they need to keep playing medicine. Well, they can't patent them fast enough. So what have they put all their eggs in the basket, so to speak? Literally, synthetic eggs, whatever you want to call it, into the vaccines.
Yeah, and this is, you know, when you start looking at it, it goes all the way back. I mean, you and Ty and Liam especially probably can give a very accurate and much more detailed synopsis than I could. But how far does this whole facade go? I mean, does it go back 10 years or 20 years? If it goes back to the beginning of modern medicine.
Yes, centuries, in fact, and we could see evidence of it. Allopathic medicine has always been the medicine to work against, to fight against. So although we've acknowledged where it is appropriate, the fact is that it became this entrenched religion or death cult, and that's where it has gone so far wrong.
Yeah, and it's probably, even though it may sound far-fetched, I believe it's the seed of everything. It probably is where that economic basis, I mean, I think you could trace this back all the way to the politicians, to the government, to the economic crisis. I think there's an old adage, if you have health, you have hope. If you have hope, you have everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go backwards, that means that everything really starts with health. And if you can take away people's health, then you can take away everything else.
Well, exactly. And this is why, you know, I covered yesterday on the show, Dr. Bethar, the FDA wants more power to control our food. And I'm thinking, dude, this is the same agency that says GMOs are safe.
Yeah.
And they want more power. I mean, this is where I say to my friends on the left who believe in big government, smoke on that big government pipe, because you got to keep deluding yourself at this point if you think they're going to protect the food.
Well, I mean, let's look at the food. Let's even go into something more basic and more even outrageous. I mean, food, they can try to make their arguments, and you and I obviously know this. I mean, more and more, I would say, you know, I mean, my own eggs, our own A2 milk. I mean, we're trying to get off as much of the grocery supply list from what we get from, you know, stores as much as we possibly can. But look at if the FDA would allow something like mercury, that their sister body, the Environmental Protection Agency, has already stated publicly that mercury is the second most toxic substance known to man. If the FDA would allow that second most toxic substance known to man to be part and parcel of amalgams, almost 50% by weight of what's put into every person's tooth that is widely disseminated throughout the United States, actually throughout the world,
mm-hmm.
and propagated by dentists, and then allow that same substance to be put in vaccines, the second most toxic substance to be put in vaccines as a preservative, which is now given to all the newborn children, not only in our own country, but throughout the world. And then, as if that's not enough, now we say, okay, let's put it in the bulbs. And now the only type of bulbs that are being produced are these mercury-laden bulbs that if they break, then, of course, somebody in a hazmat suit has to remove them, and you're going to be creating unbelievable amounts of exposure to mercury to all these unsuspecting people. You know, food is one thing, and this is a slow way of killing people, but they're going to, like, you know, smart bombs, dirty bombs, that's mm-hmm. uranium and plutonium, okay? Well, there's uranium is the most toxic substance known to man, and plutonium is a man-made version from uranium. Well, if, let's say, uranium and plutonium, they're the top two, but what's the next one down the cascade? Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using mercury against our own people. So forget about dirty bombs and smart bombs.
Yes.
You've got something much worse and much more endemic right there in your own house, right there in your mm-hmm. own mouth.
Yeah, over the holidays, the AAP, which is the pediatric group, came out and talked about this mercury issue. I want to talk to you about it after the break, Dr. Bitar. Stand by. You're listening to Advanced Medicine Monday on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashi Bitar. All the links are up at robertscottbell.com, including the medicalrewind.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Over the holidays, Dr. Bittar, the American Association of Pediatricians or something like that, the AAP?
Uh-huh.
They actually came out and said, we absolutely need mercury in vaccines, because they were talking and very concerned about this international treaty that's moving through the UN that some friends of ours have been working on for years. And they said, oh my gosh, people will die without mercury in vaccines. I couldn't believe what they were coming out and saying. Now, their argument is that if they have to pull the mercury, they can no longer provide the vaccines for the so-called developing countries. But we know those people would be healthier without them if we spent a fraction of what we do towards medicines and vaccines on clearing the terrain, helping them with sanitation, clean water, hygiene, things like that.
So let me get this straight. They actually were saying that people would die because they would be pulling vaccines that already have these preservatives and they wouldn't be able to make them fast enough without the preservatives, or were they saying that the mercury was providing some type of benefit?
Well, I think they acknowledge in their own way, subtly, that they're not fans of mercury, but they think it's so imperative that it maintains itself in those vaccines, or else, yes, they can't deliver enough vaccines into developing nations like Africa. But those nations are royally ticked off, if I can say it this way, Dr. Bittar, because they got word when the U.S. supposedly banned mercury, which we know it's not truly banned, from the vaccines. Guess what happened to all of those vaccines? Did they shelve them? Did they chunk them? Did they dispose of them? No, they sent them to the developing nations.
Exactly. We were just very, very concerned about them and sent them there.
Mm-hmm. And they are livid. But the AAP came on record and said, oh my gosh, we can't let this treaty go through.
Yeah, well, you know, there's, as I've always said, Robert, there's three things that nobody has a monopoly on, and that's God, love, and stupidity. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was saying, if you know of a pediatrician that's a member of the AAP, either talk to them about it if they're not aware of this, or fire them and find somebody who's aware of it, because this is genocidal that they would stand and say, we have to have mercury. We've got to defend. We cannot allow for the banning of mercury in vaccines.
Well, Institute of Medicine's already, you know, they've already come out there and made statements that show what their true intention is, what their true purpose is, what their true agenda is. So it's not surprising that these other smaller societies like the pediatric societies and the various other societies, the neurological societies, that they're going to come out and say whatever they're going to say, because the Institute of Medicine, they're governing, you know, over encompassing umbrella organization has already come out and made statements that are just, you know, unconscionable.
Hmm. Yeah, that's the thing. The awareness of this is growing, as we know. And as I see these organizations making these statements, I'm just like, even I am shocked. I mean, I shouldn't be, but it's like, come on, really? You guys are going to do this? You're ending your own organization.
But that's the beautiful thing about this. That's exactly what they're doing. They're in that death struggle. And let me give you an example of how extreme the death struggle is. One of the doctors that's already set up his association in New York City is a pediatrician, Dr. Gabriel, Michael Gabriel. One of the patients that I just talked to in California, get this, Robert, the child is a six-year-old male, autistic mm-hmm. child. Parents are both physicians. Father is a dentist. Mother is a pediatrician. You talk about what a combination, huh?
Yes.
The profession, dentist, the second most highest exposure, first being the dental hygienist, exposure to mercury, to organic mercury every day in their practice, and then, of course, the pediatrician. And I kind of laid into them both, you know. And, of course, they had done their homework, and they knew the whole deal. And uh-huh. this pediatrician tells me, she says, you know, I totally agree with you. And she says, I want you to help me get my son better. And she says, and then I've got, you know, 30 to 40 more patients that I'm going to be sending you that are autistic children that are in my practice. And I said, whoa, 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 whoa. No, I'm going to help you get your son better, and then you're going to treat those patients. You're not going to send them from Los Angeles to me. Mm-hmm. You're going to be coming out to Los Angeles. I mean, they're going to be coming out every 2 weeks, you know, flying out from Los Angeles. And I've had people do that, but I don't want them to. I don't want her to send me these people. I want her to start treating them.
Yes.
And you could hear the, you know, a little bit of excitement in her voice, and it perked up like, you know, that would be really cool. These are pediatricians we're talking about. These are the same people that are members of the organization that you just referred to.
Yes, exactly. And that brings to light that we discussed this, and I'm not going to say we jumped the gun, but we were very excited about these private associations that you're helping everybody to develop and be part of. And we talked about this, that Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, fans of the Advanced Medicine Mondays here with you, are going to have access to this, whether they have doctors involved or not. We certainly hope and encourage, and we're going to encourage more doctors to participate. But we're working the bugs out behind the scenes. We do have a code that is set up. It's very exciting, the access that you will have to things. So talk a little bit more. Remind everybody about what we started, what we had intended to fully roll out at the end of last year, but we were just a little too ambitious in bringing it out.
Well, you've seen some of the things in the back end, so it wasn't that we were too ambitious. We just added so much more than we expected to add in there.
Yes.
And there's still a lot more coming down the pipeline. But essentially what an association is, it's essentially nothing more than a private club. So if you go to a county that does not allow the sale or the consumption or the purchase of alcohol, yet if you belong to a private club, you can consume alcohol, you can buy alcohol, you can even sell alcohol if you're part of this private club. It's the same type of scenario. It's the same type of a club, association, which is protected by the Second Amendment, the right to...
The First Amendment, the right to assembly, all of these things that assess our ability to make choices about to whom or with what we want to contract.
Thank you, Robert. I've got gun rights in my mind right now.
Yes, rightfully
about
so.
That earlier. But yes, exactly. The First Amendment, which is the right to assemble, and the right to assemble has an inferred right to associate, and mm-hmm. that's exactly what this is. It's an association that's protected by the First and 14th Amendment.
Well, and we've talked about this at length over the years about how the licensure aspect is so controlling. It gets you in embedded and enmeshed in an organization that is not of your own control. They try to, as they have attempted over the years, and how much it cost you defending yourself. But the fact is, we can help navigate people away and outside of that into a whole new room where those authorities and entities cannot come in.
Right, and here's the thing that, you know, some people may, I had people actually ask me this, but some people may not understand that. You have to understand that the entire facade that's been set up is under the pretense of protecting the public.
Mm-hmm.
So these governmental agencies get their power because they are acting in the interest of the public. However, if you remove yourself from the, quote, public sector, and you state that I don't need any protection because I am operating in my own private realm, just like you would be in your own house, in your own bedroom, in your own living room, You are no longer out there in the public sector. You are not presenting a threat to the public. Mm-hmm. You are not a member of the public by being a part of this association. And so their entire power structure, their entire infrastructure that they've created to gain that power, which is to protect the public, has now been negated.
Mm-hmm. And I want to just say this. If you haven't already signed up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com, Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, Advanced Medicine Monday listeners, you'll have special access to this. And we'll let you know, doctors as well. We'll have, you know, everybody's welcome. Naturopaths, chiropractors, we'll encourage you to even set up your own association as well. And that's information is forthcoming. But suffice it to say, you have a little more time. Sign up. We'll get you some specific information that will allow you access to this, because it, you know, normally wouldn't it cost people to do this? Are we providing a special way that they can participate?
Yes, normally it would be a charge of I think the association to become a lifelong member. It's $99, but for the listeners for the Advanced Medicine Mondays, they get access for free. I don't know whether we're going to extend this, Robert, to the all the listeners of Robert Scott Bell Show, because I think that we should probably exclude the listeners of the Ty Bollinger Show.
I'm telling Ty. He's going to love that. Well, you know, I said this in the new year. I said there will be a time, Dr. Bitar, look out, that I will have to be away, and I'm going to have Ty do Advanced Medicine Monday with you just once, just to see what happens.
Well, let's hope that we can actually get on the air.
Oh, man, that is classic. All right, well, this is fantastic news. You know, stand by. We're going to get that out to you. It's coming soon. I appreciate everybody's patience with us. In the meantime, keep plugging in. If you haven't caught up with all the Advanced Medicine Monday segments, they're available through medicalrewind.com. We've got those links up as well. We'll be back to wrap it up. We've got some listener comments and questions, if you're up for that, Dr. Bitar, next.
Sure.
Okay.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Over the holiday break, we got some email in, one from a doctor of chiropractic. Said, "Hi, Robert, is this private association thing you and Dr. Batar are working on, will it be available soon?" That's why we covered that. Of course, they're wondering. But chiropractors are wanting to retire because of government regulations and are getting to the point where it's almost impossible to operate. Now, this is an interesting question. I don't think it's unique to chiropractors, do you?
No, not at all. I think it's going to be something that's going to be very applicable to anybody in the healthcare profession, anybody who's actually even remotely involved with improvement, wellness, massage therapists, acupuncturists, anybody.
Yeah, and you know, the question is, can they operate outside of Obamacare? Because they know Obamacare is going to destroy them and a lot of doctors' inability to take care for their patients, much less make a living. But it, you know, the question here is, how do they do it? That's what you've done here, because it would cost incredible amounts of money and research and time and effort and legal fees to set this thing up. And you've got the template set up that will allow these doctors of chiropractic, medical doctors, osteopaths, naturopaths to set up these private associations or clubs that are outside the realm of the, you know, the whole licensure limitation.
Right. And again, this is to, yes, for some people that may be listening that are licensed doctors, you don't have to exclude yourself, or you don't have to exile yourself or step outside of the conventional realm. I will still be licensed. I'm not going to be stepping outside of that, but I'm going to set up my practice as a private association. And Robert, just so that we're really clear, a person can have their own private association and not have to have a physical presence, meaning that you can have a private association and it's via the internet.
Yeah.
If they're providing actual services, and it's just information, you can just do it, you know, right through the internet.
Well, this is the beauty of this, that the technology has allowed us to bring healing. Just like you said, somebody comes from Australia, they're already ready to go. You've taken most of the upfront effort and energy and time and all of that by doing this more efficiently. And that's the good thing with technology. It's not the dehumanization side of it, because there's still that human energy that's flowing through everything we're doing here.
Yeah, and just so that we're clear again, let me just point this out. The purpose of this association is to allow information to be widely and freely disseminated. It's to prevent the suppression of the truth, because that's what's happening. These governmental bodies, the FDA, the FTC, and all the medical boards, everybody, they come out and they say, you can't say this, you can't say that. You can't say that water cures dehydration. You can't say that, you know, just simple things like that. You cannot make these simple statements. You have to have gone through and double-blind, placebo-controlled, multi-centered crossover trials in phase 1, phase 2, phase 3 to prove that water is going to cure dehydration. And this is an actual argument I had with the one of the FDA agents that came to my lab to inspect. And the lab started in 1997. Robert, 2012, December 31st, 2012 was the last day of my lab. I closed it down. I no longer have my lab. VSAB has been shut down because there was no way that I was going to deal with a body that's trying to tell me that water is going to be considered a drug if you claim that it cures dehydration. So we just said, you know, this, we're not, you can't engage with stupidity to that level.
Yes,
so we're going to be doing something different, and we still have, you know, nobody needs to panic and all the things that we were making in the lab. It's not like we won't be making them. We will be making them. It just won't be in the United States anymore.
Yeah, well, so, it's unfortunate that we have to leave a country that once loved liberty in order to have the liberty to do that, which is our birthright.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
With these private clubs, we're trying to bring that back into play here. And appreciate your patience, everybody out there. We're a lot going on behind the scenes, so stand by. We'll be getting that out to you. Sign up for email alerts as well at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, and we'll get that out to you. Now, here's the letter. Great letter. This is from David. He says it's not really his name because he doesn't want to admit he's balding, even though it's obvious. This is funny. He says, "Hey, Robert, love your Advanced Medicine Monday show with Dr. Bitar. You have completely changed my view on medicine. Damn pharmaceutical mafia, damn GMOs, damn those evil bastards that have us blindfolded." I can tell he's a spirited guy. Anyway, I'm tossing out my medicinal topical hair growth formula, and I'm hoping that you can suggest a natural remedy to help battle the male pattern baldness. I really don't want to be bald. Not sure who does, but hope to hear some suggestions from you and Dr. Bitar on the post. So, any thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, we do have a hair formula that we made using the same formula as the Trans-D. It's mm-hmm. a similar type peptide-based. We've tested it. We've actually got some before and after pictures. Actually pretty remarkable. You got to use it a couple times a day. It's totally natural. And actually, Trans-D itself has had a lot of people that it has, not everybody, but a lot of people that it has helped to grow their hair. And I think, Robert, you and I discussed this story way back when I had a gentleman that came in with about a 40% ejection fraction, had exercise-induced ischemia where he would walk on Bruce Protocol 1, which is the slowest form on the treadmill and treadmill test, and at 2.5-3 minutes he would have reproducible angina. And so it was recommended that he get bypass surgery. He came to our clinic. We started him on chelation, and we started him on Trans-D. And 60 days later, he was on Bruce Protocol 4, which is the highest highest incline on the treadmill. And after 22 minutes, they stopped the treadmill test because they could not reproduce his chest pain. And so you'd think that this man would be ecstatic about this huge improvement in his cardiovascular function, but he really didn't give a two cents about it. What he was so excited about was that he had new hair growth. He was bald and he had new hair growing on his head. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, a thick batch of hair or anything, but he had new hair. It was markedly obvious, and he was excited about that. So he talked to four of his friends, and all four of his friends came into the clinic. And that time, Trans-D was still by prescription, and came into the clinic, and all four of them lied to me because at that time I would not allow anybody to start Trans-D till they had gone through detoxification. Because to me, you know, again, you know, I'm a purist at heart, so you have to first put out the fire before you can rebuild the house. And Trans-D is like rebuilding the house, but if the people are on fire, if they're toxic, then you know, I don't want to give that to them. So I would use the Trans-D as a carrot. But they all four lied to me and said that they had no health issues, and they all did. And they all came into, because they were all bald and they all wanted to get new hair. And so mm-hmm. they all lied to me and started on Trans-D, and guess how many had new hair growth?
I would say that if they didn't change anything, you'd be surprised if any of them had any.
None of them got new hair.
Yeah.
But they came because of I guess it was a ball men's club that they belonged to or something. I don't know what the deal was. But the interesting thing was that of the four, one was impotent for 12 years before he started in the Trans-D and his impotency resolved. Another one was on two different types of anxiolytic medications and was able to get off his medications. One had severe degenerative joint. He was on Naprosyn and Tylenol with codeine as needed. And he was able to come off all his meds, and his arthritis improved. And then the fourth one was on antidepressants, and was able to get off his antidepressants with no more depressing thoughts, no more thoughts of suicidal ideation type things, mm-hmm. which is why they put him on the medication. And so they all four continued in Trans-D, even though none of them got new hair growth, but that's the reason that they came, because they wanted to get new hair.
Incredible. So, incredible.
Know,
they did have significant benefits, even though they didn't do all the things that we'd like them to do. By the way, we have links up in the show notes, as I do every week, to the Trans-D that Dr. Bitar helped to develop, and it's really a phenomenal story. Those who have gotten on it seen tremendous, tremendous changes. So, hair growth, there you go. There's your answer. I've got one more link in the show. I don't have time to go into it now because we're at the end of this Advanced Medicine Monday, the first one of the new year, Dr. Bitar.
Well, it's great to be here joining you with everybody else for the first show of 2013, and 2013 is going to be a great year, Robert.
It is awesome. It's already started wonderful with you, and can't wait already for the next one. Everybody, check it out online, as well as go link through Get the 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, international bestseller. If you're new to the Advanced Medicine Monday segments. I mean, it's the basis of everything that we do here. It's a wonderful text. It's life-transforming. And we're just glad we can bring this kind of information to you each week. Dr. Batar, thanks so much for helping me remind each and every one of you out there that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.